Fat Guy Radio Show. The funniest internet radio show this side of the moon. That would be a big bare ass moon.
Read the damn commercial, grandma.
Well, that's all you had to say. You ain't got to be pushing them like that. I know that y'all want to shop Amazon at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Amazon because it's the best way to support this show. So the next time you gonna buy something, you listen to Grandma Clump and you buy it through FatGuyRadioShow.com/Amazon. You heard what I said? And I'm not reading this message at gunpoint. Y'all got to help me. Help me. Damn it.
Shop Amazon at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Amazon.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
Wow. This is crazy.
Hey, everybody. It's another Fat Guy Radio Show. I'm your host, Corey Blaze, also known as the guy...
What, Pino Colada?
I'm not. Who wrote this? I'm also known as the guy who uses a selfie stick to scratch his giblets.
I can totally see that.
Oh, yeah. I think that was that harkens back to a Facebook post by my lesbian friend Tabs, who said, what's the purpose of a selfie stick that doesn't have a button? Mm. I'm like, I guess so you could just extend your arm real fast, hit the button, and then pose. Mm. But if it doesn't have, I mean, I told her, you know, you need a refund on that selfie stick.
Yeah.
But that's not what we're here for, boys.
No.
We've got music.
Do we really?
We do have music. Ooh. You know, there's one thing that's really interesting about this show is that we all have different personalities. And okay. We all have different personas, if you will. So one thing that I've always battled back and forth with is that DT listens to the hip hop beat your ass songs, and I listen to the more romantic Gavin DeGraw singing from my heart songs.
That's what I listen to, except for my
so you would
Gavin
think
DeGraw.
You would have a good relationship.
You would think, but he doesn't let me sing to him from my heart, and I don't let him beat my ass.
Exactly.
So that's where the disconnect comes in. So it is the battle of the playlist at the opening of the show. But DT, it's really not the battle of the playlist.
It just showcase of the playlist.
No, what it is battle of the Ken Philippius keeps the levels where we can actually enjoy this segment.
He's going to get a workout today.
Will he be able to fade out your level when it needs to fade out? Will he be able to fade out my level when it needs to fade out? Good chances are it's not going to happen.
Probably not.
We'll see.
Probably not.
All right, so it's battle of the playlist, and if there's a really good song, I'm going to talk it up, Lip. All right, DT, would you like to go first in your first song off of your playlist?
Okay.
No profanity, right?
No profanity.
No profanity. Right. You got all clean stuff, right? Not that boom boom stuff that we hear when you pull up.
I'll just pick the songs on my playlist that don't cuss.
See, I told you.
All three of them.
He's got. DT's listening now.
We're
going to
hear the same
songs.
Three songs over and over again. It's
just
all
from
good.
1 minute in to 2 minutes in. To 3 minutes in.
So here's my you just have some favorite songs. Didn't give me any guideline.
No, just
and
favorite,
like
what's your go to? What's your go to?
And I was like, this is the radio. Like I don't want to play my sad go tos.
Okay.
So I uploaded like a party list type of thing. Like these are the stuff I like bump on the drive to work when I'm happy.
Okay.
Not when I'm in a bad
some
mood. I need
music.
To cry. This is what I bump when I'm like, all right, about to work with these kids all day. I need to get to a mental spot where I'm good with myself.
I feel you. So, I feel you. Some hype music.
Some hype music.
Okay.
And it's all rise.
It's all rise.
All rise.
That's we rise.
Part. All right. I know wow. What that's for. That was a good one.
Thank you.
All right, you ready?
Hit us with your first one.
Here we go. Here we go.
Who is it? Of course.
Exactly.
Of course.
This just... good, wholesome songs.
You get hype when we use this song as the intro. And this is Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Yep.
And it is...
September.
September coming
in October.
On FatGuyRadioShow.com.
Do you remember?
When it first died, September. Okay, all right. I will take your September.
Okay.
And I will up you a little bit of... some slave from back in the day. Lip, is it playing?
If you're playing it, it is.
I am. And that's how did I know that this wasn't going to go right? I'm playing something right now. Oh, it's on mute. All right. Nobody tweet in right now, because then all your tweet bops are going to come through. All right. I will replace that with Lady K off the Twitter says, love that song. I got a little bit of Lip. I'm playing the song.
I have the audio up.
Why isn't it coming through?
Yo no sé.
And that's the iPad audio, right?
Correct.
Oh, come on.
Oh.
Is your dongle not working?
My dongle's fine.
You want me to play my next one?
Okay, play your next one while we figure. Why? Of course. Why didn't thing go right?
This is the D-Tape.
Everybody loves it when playlist. The fat guy melts down.
Here we go. This is my second one up. What? I'm going to hit you in the face with a little bit of wham.
Okay. Wham.
Yeah. This All is right. one of my favorites.
Okay. Hit me with some wham. Jitterbug, jitterbug, jitterbug. Jitterbug, jitterbug, jitterbug. Jitterbug, jitterbug, do the bang. Better than the moon and brown dog. Oh!
Into my heart.
You send my soul sky high when your loving starts.
I like this jitterbug.
Into my brain. Goes to bang, bang, bang. Tell my feet.
Is that a song about drugs?
I don't know, but we should take drugs while we're listening to it. All right, Liv, let's try mine again.
All right, go ahead. Something's not going right.
I'm Lip, is it the iPad level?
It's the iPad level. I have it at. Yeah, it's not.
At zero.
Oh, come on. This isn't fair. Here, maybe it's the song that's
didn't
not
we,
playing.
Did we test it before?
We did. We totally did a run through before.
But didn't you move it over and then not retest it?
No. This is great, isn't it?
Does All it even right. work on the iPad?
I didn't try it on the. Let me try it on the iPad.
It might just be.
Oh, Madamu, what it do?
Off the Twitter. There she is. We missed her last week.
Yeah, but she didn't like my Jitterbug song, I guess.
Oh, no, she didn't like. Well, Lady K liked your first one.
Okay, cool. Well, I got one for you, Madamu.
All right, let me see if this works. If it's this, then it's my stupid $650 iPhone. Let's see what happens. Of course.
Oh.
Ooh, it's the phone.
Oh. This is my stuff right here.
Is this one of your songs?
No, this isn't one of the songs. This was in the iPad, and I hate everything.
Would you mind?
Never mind, not anymore.
Oh.
If I touched, if I held you tight.
All right, now let's mute that.
It's good.
Okay, let's go back to my phone and see if I... You know what? I love it when a plan comes together.
Mm-hmm.
Your phone case isn't interrupting with anything, is it?
No, because it's going to the dongle.
It's going
it's not like
through
mine.
The dongle.
I had to take my phone case off.
Well, I don't know if his opening is big enough for that port.
Well, the dongle's already plugged all the way in, isn't it?
Yes. And it's turned all the way up.
Is there like an audio selection you didn't select?
No, it's the, everything you're is the using, same way it's supposed to be. I'm playing it off my Amazon Music app.
Oh.
Thank you for making me point that out, that it's Amazon.
You should have downloaded it onto your iTunes.
Why don't you shut up and download it onto your iTunes?
I don't got iTunes.
Well, I have another one if you guys are ready.
Welcome to the D-Tape
so
Music
two,
Show.
2-0 for now.
There you go, Madamu. This isn't Selena's, but I think you'll like this one.
It's Selena's?
Yeah, she wants to hear Selena.
That's not Selena's.
I said it's not, but I think she'll like this song.
Yes, this is deep. You're listening to D-Tay's playlist on Fat Guy Radio Show.
Oh, hey, is he allowed to say ho? Because he just did.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. This is what I play on my lunch break when I'm coming back to the school. No laughs for that one?
No.
Did you hear it?
Say it again.
I said, this is what I play on my return to the school after my lunch break.
Ah.
Return of the Mac.
Return of the Mac. Because
I'm coming. And I bump it so that all the teachers in the parking lot can hear me and see me coming. I roll the windows down. I'm like, return of the Mac.
He said Mac. I was thinking McDonald's.
Oh, like a Big Mac?
Yes. Lip, try the level again.
It's up.
I hate everything about this segment.
Wow. You want me to just go ahead and start the show?
No.
No, because no, I got another one.
Everything's
3-0.
Everything's coming up. Roses for Mocha over there.
Here he comes. It makes us harder, better, faster, stronger. That don't kill me. Can only make us stronger. This is what I play when I'm headed to the studio. Because I can't wait much longer. I know I got to be right now. Because I can't get much stronger.
Man, I've been waiting all night now. That's how long I've been on ya. Okay, I think something's wrong with my dongle.
Your dongle?
Yes. I think something's wrong with my dongle because when
I was just using it like before the show and it
you
was
broke
fine.
It, Lip.
Ooh, you broke
the
dongle.
Because now look, it plays.
Oh, okay.
But it doesn't sound good.
I can barely hear it through your mic.
I hate everything about this segment now. Let's see. Welcome to the D-Tay Show. D-Tay, what song do you have next?
I got one.
Now that this is where everything is coming up roses for the Mocha. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the D-Tay Daniel Taylor Show coming to you live from Studio G. A little bit of Michael Jackson to get you in the fall groove. Get you pumped up and excited for your day, ladies and gentlemen. You know you love it. You love it so much is that it's from 1985's hit album, Bad. I may or may not have made that up, but you wouldn't know the difference. I'm really mad that my list, I can't play my list.
I'm sorry to hear that.
It's actually off the album Thriller.
Hey, nobody's going to check.
It's because your dongle is too small.
Nobody's going to check.
You need a bigger dongle.
Nobody's going to check those. You know when it's going to start working?
Right when we're about to go to the next segment.
As soon as the bit's over.
Okay, well, before the bit's over, I got one more song, and this is for you, big guy.
Okay,
like, because right, this
I'm
is
ready.
Where you need to go right now.
Okay, hit me with it. Oh, yes, ladies and gentlemen, Tin Roof, Rusted. If you see a faded sign at the side of the road that says 13 miles to the Love Shack, yeah. All right. I like that one. I do need to go to the Love Shack. I'll take Lady K with me. All right, let's give mine one more attempt.
Yep.
All right, right
go
here.
For it.
I really hate everything today. Damn it.
Bad Guy Radio Show.
Are you a ghost too?
I'm the ghost with the most, babe. You know, you look like somebody I can relate to. Maybe you could help me get out of here, you know, because I gotta tell you, this death thing, it's just too creepy. Well, you know, hey, you probably got your reasons, but the thing is, I can't do anything from over here. If you could get me out over there, then maybe we could talk or something. But, you know, in order to do that, you gotta say my name 3 times.
What's your name?
Well, I can't tell you.
Why not?
You know why? Because if I tell you, maybe do you have a pen? Maybe we can. Oh, I know. You can play charades.
Yeah.
Ah, good. Here we go then. Ready?
2 words.
Right.
First word, 2 syllables.
You know, just turn.
I don't know what your signal means.
Turn around and look behind you. Hi, how are you?
Beetle.
God, okay. Now, 2, 3.
Breakfast, orange beetle, beetle fruit, beetle breakfast, beetle drink. Beetle juice?
Yes, that's it!
Name's Beetlejuice?
Ah, you said it twice. Just say it once more. Come on. Just say it.
I want to talk to Barbara.
It must be true, because I heard it on the radio. It must be true. It must be true.
From the city of Glendale, in the Grand Canyon State, it's the world's funniest hit internet radio show and podcast, Fat Guy Radio Show, featuring Corey Blaze, and now Arizona's most beloved fat guy, Here's Corey Blaze.
Oh, it's a little bit more Michael Jackson coming at you for your Halloween. I am your DJ Jack O'Lantern coming at you from the BBB. Yep, that's DJ Jack O'Lantern coming at you right now with a little bit of Michael Jackson blood on the dance floor. Yeah. Right tight and out of sight. You know who I study to do those talk-ups?
Who?
The great and all-powerful godfather of radio, now internet radio, Mr. Mike O'Mara. He is the best at talking up records, and I emulate him when I talk up records.
Okay, I'm about to study because
I love it when he talks up records.
I've never talked a record up in my life.
Well, if my Apple, my music playlist was playing right, there was a couple in there that you could have talked
up. There's nothing wrong with your music playlist. It's the dongle.
Yeah, it's your dongle.
We discovered that.
My dongle is, it's just technology. Technology doesn't
I know what happened.
What happened?
When I went to go visit you that one day, you said you had it in the dirt or something. You're using it as a blocker.
But it was working when we did the sound check before the show. Was it or was it not?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Actually.
Yeah.
It was because
we started getting interrupted by that buzz, so I don't remember what actually.
Oh, maybe the buzz was for the dongle. Maybe we needed the dongle buzz.
The meltdown I had about the buzz caused the dongle to stop working.
Yeah, he was like, oh, I'm out of here now.
Oh, yeah.
I'm taking the rest of the day off.
I'm too small anyways.
Fat Guy Radio Show live from Arizona, USA, and broadcasting to Hurt That Lip. Broadcasting to 79 different countries with over 750,000 downloads worldwide. Heard by the best fentanyl addicts all over the world, and I'm talking about you. I'm your host, Corey Blaze. That's our executive producer over there having a sip of coffee.
Hey.
And our associate producer, Mr. One Mocha Cub, a.k.a. D-Tay, a.k.a. Daniel Joseph Taylor.
What's up, dude?
Is it Joseph?
No.
Oh, it's Joseph now. We like the show to be...
It's close. It starts with a J.
It does.
Oh! Daniel Jack-O-Lantern Taylor. He got it!
He knew it. He knew it. That's why when you said DJ Jack O'Lantern, I was like, this mother lover done stole my middle name.
I use your middle name as my broadcasting persona.
I give it to you. My present to you.
Thank you very much.
Homage.
We like the show to be interactive. Tweet me and the guys during the show at Fat Guy Radio Show, or comment like Martha Moodaloo did on the Martha Moodamoo. Martha Moo was all over the place this past week. Martha Moo is like, you know, I watched Match Game on a regular basis because it's my go-to watch. Martha Moo's Snapchat is now my go-to. Oh, but you know, we got to get to the sponsor, Lip. Thank you for bringing that up. Live stream, comment on Facebook Live as well. Like and follow us on Facebook and Instagram page. Search Fat Guy Radio Show. Today's show is brought to you by the Amazon Prime, folks. We keep telling you about it because it is time for Halloween and those decor and candies and everything else comes to your house in 2 days. You even run out, sometimes even in less than a day if you're in the Amazon Prime area. But do your Amazon Prime, and if you're not a Prime member, sign up today at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon and do all your Amazon shopping there, and we appreciate it so much. All right, welcome to the show. We have a packed one for ye today.
Do we really, though?
We really do, because there's a lot has happened in this last week.
Like what?
I reconnected with my fourth grade teacher, and I reconnected with someone from my past may or may not be historically a good friendship. I am so dancing around this right now.
Ooh. My mind is like racing as to who it could be.
I don't know.
I have a guess formulated, but I'm gonna wait until that segment.
Okay, well let's get to this first.
We probably are thinking the same person.
Wait, are you thinking who I'm thinking?
I think so.
I think you might be right.
How do you guys know what each other's that you're thinking?
Oh, we had sex the other night.
Oh, okay. That's so fine.
Lip almost
did a freaking spit take.
He was like, wait, what?
DT, that's my line. Jesus.
I was just thinking of how good it was, you know?
he got, wow, that was two Fatnatics screams. I guess the Fatnatics loved it too. Oh, yeah, and to the jerk store on Twitter that decided to send me a tweet and said, hey, Corey, when you apologize for not hitting the Fatnatics...
You didn't say
Screamer,
fat
when you said Fatnatics, it was kind of like undoing the apology of not hitting the Fatnatics screamer when you said Fatnatics. You can suck it, dude. Damn. Oh, Jesus.
So you gotta hit it when I say it too?
I gotta hit it when
this is gonna be fun!
No, it's not!
Cause I'm gonna say it randomly.
While you're in the middle of
Hold on. Before we leave, before we get off of this.
Before we go,
what bed is that on?
This is where I got smart.
And you put it on every bed, didn't you?
Had the intern put it on every bed.
Oh my God, so I'm so glad the intern.
The only bed that it's not on is the commercial bed.
But is it in the same exact...
Same spot every bed. Okay. Lip, I'm getting smart at this, son.
I'm just making sure. Okay. You're not like, all row one item. Or
no, I will tell
whatever.
You, it is on every bed, row four...
Column seven.
Column eight. The last column.
It's the last button on every...
It's the corner pocket of every bed. And that is so inside for
everybody. Yeah, that is so good for our Fatnatics. I'm gonna love today.
Of course you're gonna love today because everything coming up roses for old DT Jack-O-Lantern.
Oh,
it wasn't earlier today.
But I felt good earlier this week.
Well, that's good.
Because social media works for what social media was designed for.
What
in
is
our favor or the radio's favor or what?
In my favor, which is the best favor.
That's the worst favor.
It sounds like you said flavor.
Okay, check this story. This is a very, very interesting story. In 2012, I sent a Facebook message to a lady who I thought was my fourth grade elementary school teacher named Deborah Gebhardt. Okay. I just searched Deb Gebhardt on Facebook and I sent a message. And you know how you can send messages to people that you're not friends with and it goes into that creepy Craigslist dark corner inbox of your Facebook page.
Yes. Yeah.
And unless you go looking for it, you don't normally see those messages. Your messages that you get from your friends pop up in your message feeder, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I sent this message. I just fired it off to this Deb Gebhardt by a wing and a prayer in 2012. Tuesday of this week, she replied.
Wow.
2017, she replied.
Where's she sending her message from?
Well, in her defense, she was a fourth grade elementary school teacher when he was in fourth grade.
Right.
So that means she was probably anywhere between 20 to 30 around then. So now... She's like, and that was back. That was back in like the 90s,
right? Right.
So she's maybe late 80s.
She's in an advanced.
She's
age
at an advanced age. So it took her 5 years to figure out how to work Facebook to even get to that message.
She's retired now, and what was so amazing is that, and this is going to get a little sappy, and I apologize for this, but just bear with me for just one moment. She was one of those teachers that had a very profound impact on my life when I was growing up from a broken home.
She said he was cute.
No,
oh, now I feel bad because you just put doing the broken home part. Now I feel like a jerk for saying
you should
a joke.
Be. You should
no, forget you, forget you. Now I take it back. Now I don't feel bad.
Jerk.
Ha ha ha! Broken home.
You're fat. So
no one likes you. Sit in the corner and cry.
I know you're gonna find this as a shocker, Mocha, but in the third and fourth grade, in my early years of elementary, I was a very quiet kid.
What?
I know, right?
Wow.
I was a very quiet, shy kid.
Were you a mute before?
That's probably why I'm in radio now.
Were you practicing mime?
I can't shut the hell up now, so I have to keep talking.
You hit puberty and your parents like, dang it, send this kid back to non-prepubescent. Prepubescent, Jim Amato. Prepubescent. I learned that in public school.
I'm joking.
You
leave
my
model alone.
I love you, Jim.
She was one of those teachers that taught me to be confident because when I was in the third and fourth grade, I used to be scared of the sixth graders.
Oh.
And I remember this one moment because she was a tall black teacher and she had like, you know, I mean, we're talking the...
Yeah, like the little...
The well, boof... I mean, yeah, we're talking about early 90s here.
Yeah, they had a little cut.
Yeah, she had like the little... She had the Negro bob back then.
Yeah.
Which was pretty much just her putting all those little pink curlers in the bottom of her hair the night before and waking up and just combing them out. Yeah. We know that there wasn't a lot of work going on in that, but it looked good. But I remember this one time where she leaned down. She had... She always wear these blue dresses that had like this lace over it. No, it's not that type of moment, cut. You creepy.
V-neck style.
It wasn't low cut.
You can see her squirrel.
But she used to bend down to me where she would be sitting on her ankles. And I remember her just telling me, one day you're going to be a sixth grader. So you have to be a nice sixth grader so that another fourth grader isn't afraid of you.
Okay.
And I just little moments like that. But Deborah Gebhardt and Dixie Parrish were the two teachers in my elementary school that I remember the most out of my entire life of elementary, of my elementary career. And I reconnected with Dixie Parrish probably a couple of years ago. And then I had just given up hope on Deborah Gebhardt, but I was sitting, I was working at home, and then just out of nowhere, bloop, Deborah Gebhardt. Yes, I'm that person. And then we just got into this dissertation, and I ain't gonna lie, I got a little eyes got a little misty.
Mm. Okay.
Because she was just that. I love teachers. I've always said that I love teachers. But it was just a beautiful moment, and it was a crystallizing moment to realize that that's what social media and Facebook was intended for, not for your political banter and promoting your internet radio show. Mm. What?
Yeah.
What? Wow. Huh?
I apologize for that.
It doesn't work on there anyway.
But it's the...
it doesn't work.
Lips diving into the insight reports of that guy radio. But
I'm
it was
Facebook for our show.
I know it doesn't work. But we do it anyway because everybody tells us that that's the way it's done. But it was such an amazing moment to see that happen. And and that's when I realized that. So this is what social media is really all about. Mm. And so now she's retired. She's living in Prescott Valley.
Nice.
And I would want to see her again, but she's probably, you know,
well, I want to.
Not as pretty as she was.
I agree with you on how Facebook works, and I want to go ahead and take the moment to reach out to someone near and dear to me, through Facebook. Hi, Terrence Ryan.
Oh, Blessings.
Hi, Terrence.
Hi,
he says hi, guys, off the Facebook.
I know.
This is what social media is about.
And then he says hi, guys, and then he immediately signs off and goes and plays with Plankton Bugs and Plankton Bugs.
Because it's like daytime or lunchtime for him, right?
It's lunchtime for him. He's down there.
Nice.
Terry, I hope you got what the intern was supposed to send you.
Yeah.
I hope he got it, too.
They better have gotten it. So, are we up on a break?
Yes, sir.
All right, when we get back... The blast from the past that was blasted into the past was a happen circumstance of events, and it could not have been more awkward.
Wow, okay.
Of an exchange.
Ooh, it was, maybe it is who I'm thinking of.
It was dead. I mean, a camel could have taken a dump in the middle of that exchange, and it would have been more enjoyable or more entertaining or more comfortable than the exchange itself.
Mm.
That's a tease of all teas, and I only did that because I need to get to the commercial bed. But yeah, ladies and gentlemen, you want to stick around for this. Where's the commercial? Oh, there they are. All right. You miss a little, you miss a lot. Thanks, Rob Spiewak. We'll be right back on Fat Guy Radio Show.
Stop the show. Stop the show. I got a question to ask. Do you have an apple? No, not the red, delicious fruit that grows on a tree down the street. I'm talking about an Apple iPhone. Well, if you do, there's an app missing from your phone. It's the official Fat Guy Radio Show app for the iPhone or iPad. It's not always easy to get to our website to hear the show, so by downloading the free Fat Guy Radio Show app from the iTunes Store, you can take the show anywhere, listen anytime, and shop our biggest sponsors right through the app. So click on the Apple App Store app, search Fat Guy Radio Show, all one word, and download the app. It's free, silly, and with no ads to bog down your phone. The Fat Guy Radio Show app, available now in the iTunes App Store or at fatguyradioshow.com/app. Okay, we can restart the show now.
You're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show. I'll wait till you get older, but the media man beg to differ.
All right, everybody, Target is gearing up for Halloween. Oh my goodness. Where this exchange that I'm going to talk about here happened was near one of those stores where a party happens. A store where a party happens. And I happened to just walk in and glance down the aisle of their costumes, because this store where parties happen are synonymous for having costumes. And it looked like Houston after it is dried up. There was littered of costumes everywhere. And I thought to myself, who would want to buy a costume in this type of condition? I mean, dude, everywhere. Just pick through, pieces there, pieces here. Target takes all of that frustration away and allows you to shop right through their website and have it delivered to your door, or you can pick it up at your favorite store. Don't believe me? Just give it a try. And start at fatguyradioshow.com/Target. All right, welcome back to the show, everybody. Well, there is,
I'm sorry, that music just fell off the
cliff. Yeah, that was kind of...
Like, well, I was like, somebody once told me
the world... And that's it. Yeah, that's like, it.
Okay.
Lips like, you guys don't need any more of that. But what was Terry's last comment?
Oh,
something about a day off?
Apparently, he is actually off today.
Oh!
And him and his wife are just laying in bed watching the show.
Let's help Terry a little bit there. Hello, Mrs. and Mrs. Plants and Bugs. Take this opportunity to just enjoy yourselves sitting there watching the Fat Guy Radio Show. Yes, take a moment and look into each other's eyes deeply. Mrs. Plants and Bugs, just notice how Terry's bloodshot eyes just glisten in the Australia afternoon sun. And Plants and Bugs, Terry, look back at your wife and just think to yourself, you are one of the luckiest sons of bitches on the planet that she chose you. Yes, down in Australia, the love is as strong as it is up here. In the Americas, the only difference is you guys don't have satellites watching everything you do like we do up here. Plants and Bugs, Plants and Bugs, because Plants and Bugs make the world go round.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're welcome for
all
that.
All the way to the edge of the bed.
All the way. That's all. Oh, it repeated. All right.
I've never heard it repeat.
It's on a loop.
Oh, I didn't know that. We never got to the end.
Do you have one for Terry? You want to set the scene for Terry? Or I actually did a very good job.
You did the best job. I don't even know if I could. I wouldn't even want to follow that because
I wouldn't either.
Because I would probably mess it up. So let's go ahead and just throw it to Lip real quick.
Hey Lip, Hey Lip.
Yes.
Why don't you go ahead and give Mr. and Mrs. Plants and Bugs and Plants and Bugs some give her some love.
That's about right, right there.
Just the uncomfortable silence is hilarious.
Yes.
Yes.
Come on, don't drink, Lip. Give it to him.
That's all I got. Sorry. A glass of water for you. I was hoping you were gonna go to like a different bed, like the booty one or something.
Oh, you want to go? Oh, I know which one you wanted—the one that DT called for 3 weeks ago. I found it.
Okay.
There you go. Look at those plants and bugs fly. Whoa!
Are those ladybugs? No, I'm just happy to see you.
Oh! Hey, baby, want to touch my roots?
I got a caterpillar for you. It'll turn into a butterfly if you rub it right.
Yeah, those aren't pinchers, baby. That's my hand.
No, I don't have 100 legs and arms. It's just these two fingers that work really fast.
Baby, I can really show you we've come from the land down under. Well, Welcome to the show, everybody. That was a Planting Bugs moment brought to you by Australia's Tourism Board.
Terry says, thanks, guys. My wife is rolling around laughing now.
Planting Bugs and Planting Bugs and Planting Bugs
and Planting Bugs and Planting Bugs and Planting Bugs.
So...
The awkward moment, you
yes,
said?
Let's
the
let's,
awkward
let's get
moment
to this.
Is
I really want to know
this happened today.
Today,
wow,
today.
I can see why you're so excited.
Literally hours before the show, I was doing some running around and I was neglecting my responsibilities of responding to people on Twitter that was excited about the show tonight. But, I'm out at Guitar Center,
okay,
and the reason why I was there is because I needed to get some gaffer's tape for the awards ceremony that I'm producing this Saturday with the help of D-Tay and a yes. host of other people. Okay. So I'm coming out of the Guitar
Closet.
Center. Not yet. Coming out of the Guitar Center. And, of course, you know, when I'm out there, you know, I got the hat on. I got the sunglasses on. You know, I'm in. Yeah. I'm out. You know, I'm not there to lollygag and go into the guitar room and pick around a little bit. Ding, 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 ding. I'm not doing all that, Lip. I'm not into any of that. I just want to get in there, get what I got to get, and get out. You know what I'm saying? Boom, bam, thank you, ma'am.
All in under 3 seconds.
All in under 3 seconds. You know, they got my information on file because I've spent oodles amount of money at that Guitar Center.
This came from there.
With half of the equipment in the studio coming from Guitar Center.
Nice.
But I'm coming out.
The closet.
And I look up and said person is coming in to Guitar Center. So with so at that moment.
Quick question.
Yes. I'll entertain
said person
question.
A fatnatic?
No, the said person is not a fat man. Said person couldn't be any further from being a fat man. So in that, you everybody has been there in that split second of time where you have to make a decision. Do I engage or do I not engage and risk being that guy? And I mean by that guy is that one that says later on in the day, they say, man, I ran into so-and-so. He didn't even stop and say anything.
That's true.
Have you ever been in that situation?
Yeah, I'm never that guy because I'm always the one that sees people and I'm like, hey, I know you.
Okay, I'm glad you said that because it was interesting because that's exactly what I did. I said, hey, I know you because I didn't know what else to say because this person that I ran into things didn't end very well for us.
Ooh.
So I didn't know.
Wait, hold on. Now I changed my mind. I think I know who it is now. I think I know even more who it is.
I didn't know if it would be received if I did engage or how it would be received if I engaged this individual. So, of course, before I even could say anything or before I could even really come to a complete conclusion on what to do, it had happened. I said, I know you. And engaged.
Okay. Wow.
And then from that point forward, it was the most awkward exchange ever because it seemed like we both at the same time we're trying to rack our brains on did it end on a good note or did it end on a bad note? And can we remember that? Do we want to say, hey, love you? Or do we want to say, hey, F you?
So now I'm stuck again. I don't know who it is.
Who did you think? Give me the first name. Let's just get first names out there.
I don't even know.
Because
the first
I guarantee
name.
You this person is going to get this show.
I don't even know their first name.
I don't know their first name either.
I just know them as the one that got away.
Okay, well then I can tell you both. If both of you don't know the first name of your guest, you're wrong.
Okay, so then my second guess was Rex.
Lip, what's your guess?
I don't know.
What was your first one?
Oh, the one that he was talking about.
The one that got away.
Yeah.
The one that
but then I thought about it, but you said she moved at that. So
yeah, that's yeah, what she, I thought, and that's yeah. why I was like, "Well, what is she doing back?"
Yeah, that's a way back story. I know we'll catch up some of our newer listeners like Amato and Plants and Bugs. That I told a story on the show years ago about the one that got away, the one girl that I said I would have made Mrs. Blaze. Yes, that came from the anti-marriage guy, and no. She is not the reason why I'm anti-marriage. Mm. I'm not anti-marriage. I just don't want to be married. But she was the one that got away that I should have made it happen because I was young enough and vibrant enough and I could still get it done. You know, now it takes me all day to prepare for something that I used to do all night.
Ooh.
Mm. Oh! That was a good one. I wish I had my shout music ready for me, but I don't have that.
No.
But, Lip, it is not that.
That's the only person I had in mind.
That's the only person that you had in mind? You were thinking that it was Star.
Star, okay.
Yeah. I never throw out her last name because that's a very unique first name. Yeah. And her last name is very...
Common.
So, you know, the minions out there would...
Star Williams!
Star Jones!
That's who I was thinking of.
Star Jones.
I get all my black people confused.
DT was correct.
It was Rex?
It was Rex. Rex, for all of you that are new, Rex was a very good friend of mine back in the day.
Yeah.
His life took an S turn. And
he was actually supposed to be third chair.
At one point, he was supposed to be third
chair. Or second chair.
There was a time in my life where it was the Corey and Rex show.
He is the reason why I even got into doing the Comedy Vortex.
Exactly, because he was the originator of the Comedy Vortex.
Yeah.
And Rex and I were thick as thieves. Yep. We were robbing big. We were everything until he got married.
Did he even get married?
Wait, he got married to her?
I thought it was before
I thought
that.
He had a kid.
I thought it took an S turn before.
I don't know. Well, okay, maybe. I don't know.
He got her pregnant first.
And then got married? I don't know, but we tearing his draws up, so I'm pretty sure that the friendship is over because when I stood there face to face with him and I said, hey, I know you, I couldn't for the life of me remember why we even stopped being friends. We stopped talking for a while. He went away because he got married, had a kid, and he could no longer be friends. That's why I keep telling Lip to quit his house because I think me and him are headed for that same ravine. But I couldn't remember.
Because he changed in general, too.
Yeah, and he got behind that really weird preacher guy.
I think he's still behind him.
You would know because you're still friends with him.
Not like on a personal level.
On social media, you are.
Yeah, I see his social media.
How dare you be friends with someone that scorned me so bad?
I don't even have him on social media.
I don't even know what he did.
Actually, I think I have him on Instagram, but he doesn't post on Instagram.
I don't even know why.
I think he just disappointed you and...
Yeah.
But
you cut him off.
Did I cut him off?
You cut him off. I remember you cut him off, and you told me the day you cut him off, don't ever mention his name to me, and the moment you have a kid, you're cut too.
I know what happened.
I did not. Did I say that on the show?
You said that to me in my face.
No, I know exactly what happened, though. He stood you up too many times.
Yeah.
You guys are planning stuff, and you're like, I can't make it.
It was...
I tell you guys a lot, don't I?
You were dealing with some... This was around the time you were dealing with some really personal things. You lost some people really, really near and dear to your heart.
Boom.
That's what it was. He said he was going to come. He didn't come. And Lip picked up the pieces.
That is exactly what it is. That is exactly what it is.
I remember now.
That's what broke the camel's back. Okay, so this was Mama Vera's death.
Yes.
That I need, because he was my closest buddy at the time as Lip was rising up in the ranks.
And I was still on Full Court Press Radio.
But Lip
what are you talking about?
I don't know.
Don't ever go full. Here's the thing. That's exactly what it is. My Mama Vera, dear sweet Mama Vera, passed away.
Yep.
I hit a very low spot in my life. I needed him to be there for me, and he was not there. Yet I was there with all of his passings and deaths and his grandfather passing away and all of those details in his life, being there and being the friend. But then when I needed just a little bit of support, you are now all the emotions are flooding back in. You know, he can kiss my ass. You know what? I should have headbutted him outside the Guitar Center now that I think about it, the rat bastard. But it was so it was such an awkward exchange. I just told him, hey, you're looking good.
Is he still?
No, he's the same.
Didn't he get butthurt when I said that to him?
He's still chunkier than he was when we were friends 10 years ago. Yeah. But he's a little chunkier than that. We didn't embrace. We didn't shake hands. We didn't do anything.
Wow.
It was just that stagnant of an exchange. Mm. And then I just went into instant, you know, pleasantries mode. How's the baby? He's like, yeah, the baby's good. She's two. I says, well, Lip screwed up his life real good. And of course, Lip, you know, I threw you under the bus.
Yeah, of course.
That's all right.
You know, it wouldn't be right
if you didn't.
He doesn't like you, but you still have him on all your friends list.
Yeah, whatever.
You're just having him for the friends counter, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I see what you're doing.
That toll up above 50, you know?
And then it lasted for all of maybe 75 seconds. He went into the store. I got in my car. I sat down in my car, and the first thing that popped into my mind is, why did we stop talking? I couldn't remember. Mm. But Dite and his infinite Rob Spiewak historic locker of a mind memory pulled it out. You were right. F that dude.
Wow.
Now I feel bad because maybe they could have remitted this if he didn't remember F
no,
that dude.
No, but I think if I...
Maybe it was supposed to be left as a blank page.
Lib, didn't we rekindle it at one point?
I don't know how great you guys rekindled it. I remember him coming back around after that whole thing, and then
and then you were helping him. Helping him go to work and stuff because his car took a crap.
I don't think so.
Yeah, no, I remember. And then like you're supposed to pick him up one night because it was after a taping of my show, and you're like, I was like, hey, you want to get Waffle House tonight? And you're like, can't. I'm supposed to go pick Rex up from work today. And then, like, right when you were about to get in the car, he hits you up and is like, oh, I got to ride home. And you were like, this
I remember
jerk.
Something like that.
This jerk. And he kept doing that to you.
Yeah, and I don't like being toyed with. Mm. Especially when as busy as... So, okay, I don't feel bad about the awkward exchange now. Because I literally walked away from that thinking, okay, maybe this is something that we need to repair.
I feel
we
like
need
the
to
devil
fix.
On your shoulder right now. Like,
no, you're giving me the truth.
Lip is sitting over there like, no, like, yeah, like, maybe it's supposed to be blank, but you guys can come back to it and like, I love you and like, we can all be friends again. And then you're like, I'm like, no, kill him. He stepped on your dog. No.
He kicked your dog in the face.
He took your job. Kill him.
No, you're bringing my mind to the memories. Don't do that yet. You're bringing my mind to the memories of what exchange, what happened.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad I can bring up like the truth, but like I kind of miss Rex. He was pretty funny.
There were some good moments. Mute that channel. Of course, there were some good moments. Yes, but when the fact that you know most of this started, the first thing we come up with is the bad story. So Jim and Model says when I got in the car, this was playing on the radio. So I'm just sitting there alone, staring up at the In-N-Out Burger that shares the parking lot of Guitar Center.
Oh, it does. Mm-hmm. I want an In-N-Out Burger now.
And I said to myself, I remember the good times of when we used to laugh and sit around and joke and how he pissed off my second story landing down into the peed on my carpet, you know? He was the first person to walk into my house and wipe his feet on my brand new carpet when I moved in. You know, there's little moments like that. And then I sat there and I just cried for 12 minutes. No, I'm kidding.
Oh,
thanks,
man.
Thanks, Jim, for that visual.
The way we were.
Oh, my God. All right, let's go to break. And oh, shout out to Alexandra, who's sitting there chilling with Martha Moo off the Twitter. Lady K is, she's LOLing and being silly and everything else on the Twitter, but not as much, Lady K. What's up with you? All right, on the other side of this break, DT, we got the Starbucks debate has reached a whole nother level.
Okay.
And it's something that me and you have been engaged in lately, but I want to bring it to the show.
All right.
Actually, no, I'm sorry. Lip, you're absolutely right. We have Trailer Talk.
Yeah.
Trailer Talk is up next. And then after Trailer Talk, maybe we'll get into the Starbucks debate. So, Rex, now that you're listening to this, you know exactly how I feel about you. Go ahead yourself. We'll be right back on Fatguy Radio.
Hello, this Idni, Russian spy, here with a dangerous message for you. Go subscribe to Fat Guy Radio Show After Bunch Show. Yes, because if not, that's dangerous for you not to go subscribe. Your goats and children and your village, we take it all. We deserve the American dollars that you spend on the After Bunch Show. Go subscribe or we take your goats and children and your village and all your rice. Because the rice is great. Go subscribe at fatguyradioshow.com/afterburn. Don't make me find you and take your goats and your children and your rice. This Idni, I approve this message from the Russian company that I come from. Because I'm a Russian spy. Thank you.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
Hey there. While the real me is on break, the pre-recorded commercial me wanted to let you know the coolest way to listen to the show. With someone. Binging on the show is cool. Going at it alone with your burrito in hand is also cool. But listening with someone, like your friends, is awesome. It gives you a chance to come up with some good zingers to tweet in on the show. So gather up a friend or two, log on to the live feed on Thursday nights, and laugh with a friend. I don't do the show alone, so you shouldn't listen alone. Fat Guy Radio Show. There's room for everybody. Now back to the real me.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn the volume up again, Corey and the guys are back with more.
Yeah, that's right, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, Afterburn is a fifth or sixth show that we do. Bonus show where we'll probably dive into more into that mysterious friend story. But Afterburn is our bonus show. It is the way that we fund, have a revenue stream to keep this free show operating. For less than a cup of coffee, you get the audio portion of it. Or if you want to throw a couple more shekels down, like $8, I think it is, a month, you get the live video feed and you can replay it and you get access to our exclusive Fat Guy Radio Show Afterburn Elite Members Group. So check that out, please. I don't know what more to say. It's Afterburn. It powers this show.
Yes.
It powers the free show, and the network has things that we want to do, and Fat Guy Radio Show has things that we want to do. I mean, we're not, it's not a very large network, and, you know, we don't have a very large budget. But Afterburn is a direct service to access our show through our partnership with Patreon. So check it out, fatguyradioshow.com/afterburn. All righty, welcome back to the show. And yeah, I don't know what's going on, but Lady K, whatever is going on, it better fix itself, and it better fix itself very quickly. All right, it's a segment that everybody loves so much. It's a segment that is sweeping the nation. It is called Trailer Talk.
Movies aren't out. It's the trailers we'll see. It's time for Trailer Talk.
Yeah, Corey, clear your nose more into your microphone, you professional a-hole. All right. We review the trailers because the trailers are
free.
And the trailer we're reviewing this week, you can always look it up on, we always post it to our Facebook page. Lip, did it go out to our Facebook page today?
I believe so.
All right, there we go.
That's a no.
This probably not. This week's trailer is Boo 2. Boo 2. A Madea Halloween.
All right.
We already know where this was going, ladies and gentlemen. You could just kind of see it coming around the corner. Madea and the gang are back for this hilarious sequel. Madea, Bam, and Hattie venture to a haunted campground, and the group must literally run for their lives when monsters, goblins, and boogeymen are unleashed. Directed by Shocker Tyler Perry. Produced by Shocker Tyler Perry. Shot by Shocker Tyler Perry. Released by Tyler Perry in theaters October 20th. Lip, what's your take on Boo?
I didn't know there was a Boo one.
Well, that's when you only have to pee. Oh! Boo two is when your shorts hit your ankles. What was that?
That's the toilet seat. That's freaking when you sit on.
Oh, okay. Nice.
I need that sound clip nice. For my Halloween effects. What did you think about Boo?
Well, obviously it's not scary at all because it's comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, I like comedy.
So it should be like, haha, to a Madea's Halloween?
Nah. It's fine with Boo Boo or whatever you want to call it. Boo Too.
Boo Boo.
Boo.
That's probably why they named it Boo Too instead of Boo Boo.
How many broken friendships do you give it?
Oh, broken friendships? Probably about 10.
You give it 10? No, broken friendships?
Dang. You must really like it.
2.5.
2.5 broken friendships. All right, Mocha Cub, D-Tay, Daniel Taylor.
All right.
What do you give?
It was like Jackson
Taylor. Boo! To a Halloween Madea.
So after watching and carefully analyzing the trailer, I see some key flaw in the production. First of all, black people don't act like that. There's a scene where she walks out and she goes up to this dude in a black cloak.
With the Grim Reaper.
With a scythe.
Yeah.
Looks like a Grim Reaper. And she puts her hand in his face. And doesn't feel a face, and then pulls out and say, "Oh hell no, I'm out of here." Black people wouldn't even get out the car.
Right.
We see a Grim Reaper looking in front of us. Two. Why does Tyler Perry like to dress up like a woman? He's a really good actor when he's not in female clothes. Like, he shouldn't have to make his money just dressing up as a female. Like, bro, you're getting paid to be in drag all day. Like, if you just want to be in drag all day, just pull a Caitlyn Jenner. I'm just saying. Pound. Hashtag. Just saying.
No, just saying. So how many broken friendships do you give it?
I give it one Rex and one Princess D-Tay.
I don't think there's anybody list that Princess D-Tay is before Lady K. That is going into the files of the show.
Yeah.
Wow. He threw in a Princess D-Tay in there.
Wow.
Son of a bucky. Yeah. You must have. So when are we going to see this movie?
All right. Hopefully I won't fall asleep.
You can fall asleep on this one. I'll be okay with it as long as I don't pay for it.
Okay. I'll pay for myself.
All right. Here's the question. Here's my take on it.
Are you falling asleep in his lap?
I'm okay with that too. Now, in Halloween movies, don't the black people always die first?
Yes.
So if this movie is full of black people and it's a Halloween movie, this movie must be 5 minutes long.
True. True. That is true. So I'm wondering how they even got all the cast back to make a two. What universe are they living with? Resurrect themselves?
It must have, because it is Tyler Perry and he's with the Jeebus. He might have pulled a little bit of a move. He might have did a Lazarus on him.
So this is Boo 2, a Madea's Easter?
A Madea's resurrection.
Yeah.
I think Tyler Perry is, his story on where he came from and what he does is phenomenal. I was a huge Tyler Perry fan for his stage plays, but when he went super corporate, I feel he's lost touch with that. These movies are so hinky and so key to one particular group, one particular audience. It kind of turns me off that he does movies for the African American audience. And if somebody did a movie that was geared towards a certain race of people, he would probably be the first person standing next to Al Sharpton. You see what I mean? So I don't agree with that. I think that he should, and yeah, he does sprinkle in a couple of white spots in there.
La La Land was made for white people. I mean, what?
But this is Madea, and you know what? I'm not gonna lie. I chuckled at it. I'll change my mind. I chuckled at a couple of scenes of it.
That scene actually made me laugh a lot because I felt like that scene was directly taken from Get Out.
But yeah, but his, but a lot of Tyler Perry's movies, the production level isn't there as some of the big block, but it's going to come out. It's going to do well in the box office. I'm not going to go see it. I didn't see Boo 1 like Lip didn't, but this, it's Madea, and Madea has one shtick. She's a sassy, gun-toting black grandma, and that's it. There are no layers to the character of Madea. It is what it is. You're going to get Madea. You can't make her sensitive or too sensitive because it ruins everything Madea is built on. You can't make her overly aggressive because then it turns her into just this bitch grandma thug. Madea is a one-dimensional character. You can't go anywhere with it but put her in different scenarios where the outcome will be the same.
And he talked up the whole track.
It's in a loop. You talked it up too. So
I'm just saying.
I give this movie one salty senorita broken friendship and a Princess Di Tay Toe. Princess Di Tay Toe. So I take it none of us are gonna go see this movie.
Nah.
Actually, I'll be there opening day.
Lady K loves it. She loves Madea. And Lady K, you can love it. I'm not telling you guys not to go see the movie. We review the trailers because it's free. You can pay the $9.75 to go see it.
Yep.
Well, that's probably different prices in different states.
I'm going to go watch White Chicks again and Independence Day.
I'm going to watch Grown Ups too.
There are a couple of Halloween movies that are coming out that I'm really interested in actually seeing. And I'm not a thrillers person, so.
Have you heard of this Friday the 13th Halloween movie? Apparently, it's about a girl who. So it's pretty cool, the storyline, I guess. It's
okay. You can get out of that.
Okay. From what I was told, was.
Next trailer talk.
The storyline was. Well, we can't do it next time because it's already out. It comes out tomorrow.
Tonight. Yeah.
But it's a girl who gets murdered on Friday the 13th,
which is actually tomorrow.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
But she keeps coming back to life, and now she has. But she keeps waking up and getting murdered.
I've actually seen that trailer.
The whole movie is her trying to figure out who is this guy murdering her and how can she stop him from murdering her.
It's like Murder Groundhog Day times two.
Exactly.
Mm. Bitch never gonna die.
She never gonna die.
I know.
I feel bad for the dude because all that hard work of planning and trying and to murder this girl. And you can't get the job done. She keep coming back to life. She's like them roaches in your house.
Yeah. Apartment, project roaches. They never die. They multiply.
Exactly.
Like the little black kids down in the South do, too, that be in the Madea movies. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show. We'll step back for just a quick moment. And on the other side, Jim Amato is begging us for some Kenny Rogers. Lip, do we have any Kenny Rogers?
Not right now.
All right. So, Jim Amato, keep listening for the next 3 years. Maybe we'll get some Kenny Rogers in there for you. I don't know. All right. We'll be right back on Fat Guy Radio Show.
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, to name a few of the most popular social sites, and Fat Guy Radio Show is on every last one of them. Corey Blaze back here to invite you to find, like, or follow Fat Guy Radio Show on all social media. It's a really cool way to get up close and personal with us through the show. It's not just us talking into your ears for 75 minutes a week. Those days we're not live, we are live on social media. Fat Guy Radio Show, the most interactive, accessible show on the internet. So find us and share us. And if you discover a site we're not on, let us know. We'll join in just to hang out with you. Fat Guy Radio Show, it's social.
They're wacky, they're zany.
Wacky and zany.
It's another wacky and zany show.
This song reminds me of a high school band that I went to one time and heard them. Oh, they did this at AJ's school.
Oh.
And they sucked at it. Played it on the steel drums.
Mm. On a steel drum?
On the steel
drums. This is not a Rastafarian song.
They did it on the steel drums, and it was the weirdest, most awkward performance I have ever heard. This song. All right. Welcome back to the show, everybody. Did we pull some Kenny for...
We got something.
I think we got some.
And now he wants Frank Sinatra Jim. Pick a white guy, please.
We'll get Frank Sinatra next week, but I got some Kennys for you right
let's
now.
Let's hit some Kenny for Fatnatic Jim Amato. Oh, right. I said it. I didn't hit it because I was on the commercial bed. Four! Yeah! Oh.
All right, you ready?
We can hear that. Yes, yeah. Let's hit some Kenny Loggins or Kenny Rogers. What is it? Kenny Rogers?
Kenny Rogers.
Did Kenny Loggins the one that had the weird facelift?
Warm summer's eve. On a train bound for nowhere.
Mm.
Met up with a gambler.
Yes.
We were both too tired to sleep.
Ah.
So we took turns of staring.
That's beautiful, isn't it?
The window and the darkness.
Oh, yeah.
The boredom overtook us.
Kenny Rogers.
And he began to speak.
Ah.
He said, son, I've made a life.
Oh, yeah.
Out of reading people's faces.
Ooh.
I guess you'd be on a cowboy. Be on a horse.
By the way, they held their eyes.
Ain't that pretty,
so
Lip?
You don't mind.
That's real nice.
I can see you're out of aces.
That's some Kenny Rogers. Oh, sorry, Kenny.
Oh, man.
My horse got blown up.
Guess he didn't learn how to hold him.
I know. You got to hold him when you blow him.
You
got
to learn when to hold him. Learn when to fold him.
Learn when to chalk and play.
Learn when to die.
Learn when I was going to say something else. That sounded like fum, but it started with a different letter.
Fum.
Started with fum with a C. Low wind.
Oh, okay. I was like, man, I should have went to public school.
Jim, you know it's all in fun and jest and fun.
I know,
and
I'm
jest.
I'm messing with you, Jim.
All right, Lady K got an LOL off of Lady K's for the Twitter. All right, so we asked everybody last week for some suggestions for Halloween costumes.
Yes.
Some came in.
All right.
Lip, would you like to know yours?
Sure.
Some of your suggestions were a trucker.
I can see that.
Yeah, I can see that too.
Just put a hat on him. He's already a trucker.
This next one, you can pretty much put overalls on them. A garage mechanic.
Okay.
But if you come as a garage mechanic, you can't wear a shirt under. You just have to wear the overalls so we can see like all your body hair.
Well,
and stuff.
I mean, it wouldn't be overalls. It'd be coveralls.
Mechanics don't wear overalls?
No, they wear coveralls. Yeah.
Oh. Well,
some plumbers.
Old plumbers.
Well, I think the next one is a little bit more towards his personality or actually his ethnicity. A Colombian coffee farmer.
Oh.
What would I dress as?
You wear a white hat.
That's it?
Don't they wear sombreros or white hats?
Yeah. White hat. White button-up shirt with a red bandana.
Yeah.
And blue jeans. You're good.
I already got all that stuff in my closet.
So you can pretty much just come dressed to Monday. He can just come dressed to Monday. And the next one is from Plants and Bugs. Plants and Bugs. Terry, and I thought this was hilarious. Che Guevara. I had to look up who Che Guevara is. Okay, you need to Google him right now because it has to be the...
I don't even know how to spell all that.
C-H-E space G-U-E-V-A-R-A.
C-H-E.
Guevara. I'll give you a moment
space
to look this
G-U-what?
Up. G-U-E-V-A-R-A. You got to Google.
Found him. Yeah, okay. I never knew his name, but I know exactly who he is.
You know exactly who? I didn't know his name.
He's on all those revolutionary shirts.
Yeah, I knew who he was, but that was Plants and Bugs' suggestion for Lip.
Mm.
What's your reaction, Lip?
Nah.
Nah.
Cha-cha-cha. All right, D-T.
Okay.
Some suggestions for you came in.
Mm-hmm.
Darth Vader.
Love it.
Okay. I don't know. I had to Google search this person. Croon. From Star Trek. Croon from Star Trek.
That's not the...
That's the guy with, like, the poop in the middle of his head.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's not the, it's a Klingon.
He's not the big, he's not the big main character Klingon.
But he's a Klingon.
But he's a Klingon type of person, but he's Kroon.
Okay.
Prince. I think you said Prince. This one was hilarious. You as the front end of a horse, Corey as the back end of the horse. Wow. Basically, they want me to sniff your ass all night.
I'm just saying, what are we feeding this horse? His ass is like way bigger than his front half. Like that this horse has not been running around the farm. Like all the oats and apples going straight to his ass.
It's that horse has got back.
It sure does.
Could you imagine
my? That's the saddest horse. His dongle don't look like nothing. You got a fat ass and no dongle. What am I, a female? Am I a mare?
Wow.
All right, some of the suggestions for me was Angry Lunch Lady.
Okay.
This one was really in poor taste and bad timing. Ralphie May Zombie.
Oh. Oh. No. Wow. That's so good, but no. You should totally do that. No. Because
too soon.
Because your dark undertone will give the white mask like the look of like actual decomposing body. That's horrible. Rest in peace, Ralphie May. But dang.
Oh my god.
You should totally do that though.
Ralphie May. Two people suggested drag queen.
Okay. So you're gonna be Tyler Perry.
So basically just come in as Monday.
Okay. Yeah.
Nancy Fuller. None of you guys are going to know who that is because she is a heavyset older chef on Food Network.
Kind of figured she was a chef.
Yeah. Nancy Fuller. And then
Nancy Fuller, you know?
Right.
Oh, because he's Fuller. Because he's a chef.
No, that's just her last name is Fuller. And of course, many recommendations for Granny Klump. Everybody wants Granny Klump. Not Mama Klump, Granny Klump.
Mm.
The one who opened up our show today.
Yeah.
Okay.
So those are some of the suggestions. So keep them coming in. We'll narrow it down next week. Hopefully. Right? We'll try to narrow it down next week.
Actually know who Nancy Fuller is. I've actually seen her show before.
Yeah. Fuller of what's the name of, I forget the name of her food.
Yeah,
network.
You could you would totally rock that. I can see you with that little bob blonde hair. Yeah, do it. Nice little apron and an ascot.
I can
y'all totally pull it off.
I could totally pull off Nancy Fuller. I think Liv can pull off the garage mechanic.
I actually already have the Darth Vader costume.
Really? Shocker. Yeah. They probably suggested that because of your deep voice. That's probably it. Luke.
Corey.
Yes.
I am your father, sisters, brothers, nephews, uncles, monkeys, son of a lover.
That was all I had.
Oh. Somebody else off the Twitter just suggested a sexy black vampire.
But for you?
If I was a sexy black vampire, I wouldn't suck blood. I'd probably suck the jelly out of the middle of a donut.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something else.
Oh, shock jock. And just real quick, we're up at the end of the show.
And there is a cream filling.
There, Lips.
Gotta work for it.
Lips and Roseanne. Here's the thing. Do we have 3 minutes left in the show?
Yeah, let's talk about the Starbucks.
I didn't talk about Starbucks?
No, we haven't talked about Starbucks.
Oh, crap.
And I've been waiting all day for this.
Okay, check this out. So me and DT went to Starbucks, a few weeks ago maybe?
Yeah.
About a month or so ago. And I always order my go-to, which is a grande mocha frappuccino with whipped cream.
Grande.
Okay.
Okay.
Is that like their medium?
Yeah, grande is in the middle.
Yeah.
Tall is the small, and venti is the large.
I just tell them I want that
and
cup.
And Trenta is the extra large.
Ooh, there's a Trenta.
Yeah, 30 ounces.
I need to get to that. So I always go to the grande mocha frappuccino with whipped cream. I love the blended frozen coffee drinks, mocha drinks. So when me and Dite went a few weeks ago, we went to one Starbucks that was a recently newly built Starbucks.
Yeah.
And they did a mocha drizzle over the top of the whipped cream. And it took me by surprise because I thought the guy had put caramel on it, and I'm not a fan of caramel in my drinks. So I asked the guy, I'm like, is this something new? What is this? I don't want caramel on my whipped cream on my drink. He says, no, that's a mocha drizzle over the top of the frappuccino, the mocha frappuccino.
He did say that.
And I'm like, is this something new? He's like, no, the book says that you put a drizzle of mocha over the whipped cream.
Mm. Yep.
And I told him I have never in my life had a drizzle of mocha over the whipped cream when getting a mocha frappuccino.
Nope.
But I took it. I drank it. It was good. Well, that didn't rest well in my soul, DT.
Why not?
Because that was not right. He lied. He had to be lying. That's not the way it has ever been done. I've been drinking those things. This body that you see before you, all of this black, sexy, vampire-ish of a body over here, this body is by Starbucks.
Mm, okay.
Because them drinks is laden and chock-a-block with calories. And yeah. I just keep going back.
And lots of gluten.
Because I'm addicted. What?
Okay.
Addicted.
I go to SA every Tuesday. Starbucks Anonymous. So I, because this didn't rest well in my soul, DT.
Yeah.
I went to another Starbucks and ordered, of course, a grande mocha frappuccino with whipped cream. No mocha drizzle.
Oh.
But it was an older, established one of those Starbucks that had been there a while. So I'm thinking to myself, I said, myself said, huh, maybe it's just the newer Starbucks, right?
Okay.
So I was out and about again. I think it was last week, and I stopped at a new Starbucks that had just opened up literally 2 weeks ago on Cave Creek and Bell Road.
Okay.
Way in far east Phoenix. Stopped at that one. Grande mocha frappuccino with whipped cream.
No mocha drizzle.
Mm.
So I'm like, okay, maybe they didn't read the book yet because DT, did the guy, did he or did he not say this is the new process or this is the process to do the mocha drizzle?
He did.
That two grande mocha frappuccino since then, no mocha drizzle.
Mm. Older location and newer location.
Older location and a newer location. So then I go to my go-to location that I've been to, which is near the location of where we're going to be working on Saturday. There's a newer Starbucks, but that Starbucks was built before the old school Starbucks was, but after the new Starbucks we went to.
Okay.
Okay. So the first one we went to, that one was probably about maybe 3 months old. The one that I went to was probably about 6 months old.
Okay.
So fairly new. Mm. Went to there. Grande mocha frappuccino with whipped cream, please. Came out through the window. No mocha drizzle. Dude was either lying or the rest of the Starbucks don't know what is supposed to happen. Mm. I don't.
So, I'm a little confused right now because I don't know if you're upset that you're not getting a mocha drizzle.
I'm confused.
Or do you want the mocha drizzle or do you not want the mocha drizzle?
I want the book says dribble it drizzle. Should be.
Let me ask you this. Does it make the drink any better?
Yes, a little bit. I liked the little mocha drizzle on the top.
You can really
but
tell
I
the
never
difference.
Had it, but only probably the reason why I liked it is because it was new. But the guy said emphatically that that's the way that it is supposed to be done.
Next Thursday, I will have a definite answer for you.
Okay, little research.
I have a friend.
A friend
of
a friend.
Who is a barista at Starbucks. I can get my friend to check the book.
Yes.
And see if a mocha frappuccino with whipped cream comes with a mocha drizzle on the whipped cream.
You know what we gonna do? We gonna put the system on trial.
What about if you Googled it? Would it show a picture of it?
No, you can't believe anything they put on the internet.
Exactly.
You know where I read that?
On the internet.
The internet. That could have been a bigger buildup, but DT got to the before I did.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. Don't worry about it. At least you reminded me on why I hate Rex. All right. Way to take what could have rebuilt DT, and then you just reminded me that does not. You want me all to yourself. That's what
exactly,
it is.
Exactly. That's exactly what
you
it
don't
is.
Want to share me with the dinosaur boy.
If I can't have you, no one will.
Death.
And I will kill you to do it.
Death of fat guy. I'll kill you dead. You know what they say about people that are dying these days? They dying these days that ain't died before.
Yeah.
That's a little Madea humor. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's all we have for you. I'm really glad that the NBA season is back, too, by the way.
Oh, the Suns still suck.
Yeah, no, they don't. Suns is the greatest organization ever, and I am proud to be a part of the Phoenix Suns organization.
No,
the
as
NBA
an organization, they're really
Stick
good.
Resort.
They're a really good organization, but the players aren't performing. But it's preseason, so who knows?
I'm just looking forward to seeing them dark, beautiful eyes of one Devin Booker, and oh God, that bouncy booty. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's all that we have for you today. Love my job. I really love my job. Get nice up close and personal. Oops, sorry, Devin, did I bump you? All right, my apologies to Justin Bieber. I'm going to be fired if they ever listen to this. My apologies to Justin Bieber. We just plumb ran out of time. Lady K says good night to everybody. Today's show is brought to you by Amazon Prime. Two-day shipping with Prime will help you out during Halloween time. Drop us a letter, comment, or question anytime to fatguyradioshow@gmail.com or send us a gift. We love surprises to Box 41506, Phoenix, Arizona 85080. I hope everybody liked their fat boxes. Lip, did we get those out this week? Please tell me that the intern got those out this week.
They did get out.
Awesome. Awesome. Interact with us all week long on social media. Like and share Fat Guy Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. For our executive producer, follow Little Olympias.
Good night.
And our associate producer, Daniel Taylor.
See you later, dude.
I'm Corey Blaze, reminding everybody that skinny people.
That's us.
Fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. Tell everybody you know about the show. When they ask you what's it all about, simply reply, our friendship's over, bitch. They'll make you laugh.
That's a D.
Way to pull some TMOS in there, Lip. Tell everybody that they'll make you laugh or depress the hell out of you, but you won't know until you listen. Join us next week. See you at the top. Boo-boo!